Okay, so, just as far as the point, last week I discussed with the Arabic scholars, they said the proper translation is probably the mem, with the mem, but since in Arabic, the mem, when you're making it with shima, is really meaningless, it don't make a difference one way or the other, and it's all the same. So, the problem is a problem, whatever it is, and that's it. Okay, say that. Okay. Uchmo chen gam asiyas achatos kulo uchitzas akelim shetvusha bohem o shviroson. So we're talking about I skipped a little bit. Kol kein asiyas achatos kulo v'chulei, and I'm skipping to the end because we did already uchitzas on the kalim that the dam fell on. Okay. Uchitzas akelim shetivushal bohem o shvirosam. So the shvirosam the chay is going klicheres and tivushal. Bohem is on klimatris. Okay? Hakol hi teres achatus vi mitzvah achas. Okay, here there's a problem. Okay? It looks very simple, correct? The problem is like this. L'chayr, you know, we're talking about v'chitza zakeil, and we're talking about it's miku shtifa. Okay? Interesting, okay. And this I didn't talk about, but okay. Pashas is, Mariku Shtifa is really like a Hagola. But as the Gemara says, the Gemara at the end of Avodah Zorah says, the between a Teira Bola and Isura Bola, and in a Teira Bola, you don't require Kabola Kachpolta. But Rechitza means to wash the outside surface. L'chera, l'chera, it's not a rechitza tzakelim. It's more of I just don't know the word. I just have to check. I didn't check the Arabic out over here, but I think they use the same Arabic over here. I just don't know how the word is used in Arabic. That's really the truth. But I think the same Arabic word is used for both kibbutz dam chatos. Karach oitzi tzen al chatos. Kol debacha, karach. Kol madika mino, kas al kelim. Al tegatya shishin. Megesel lani. I assume that this gesel over here is rechitza, and it's going on both of them.
And it's the same rechitza that uses by Caleb
Shia. Yeah, but there's a strichel on the gimel, but I don't know if it makes a difference in one of them, not the other one, but I assume it's all the same. I don't know. But I just, you know, it's just an interesting point that, okay. Okay, so that's it. But okay, it's called Rechitzas HaKelim Shetivushava. Okay, good. Which more calls Miku Shtifa. Okay. Okay, so the problem that I didn't want to talk about this guy, nothing, you know, just pointing out the word, okay? What I want to discuss is that the Miku Shtifa is basically Noyeg in all culture. And it's not peculiar Dinichatos. And that you find both in the Mishnah and Zvachim, on Tzadi Gimel, on the Beis, Echra Sak, Echra O Tun Kibus, Ba Kibus Mokum Kodosh, U Shviras Kli Cheres, Mokum Kodosh, Umriku Shtifa, Beklin Lechoshes, Mokum Kodosh, Zechoyme Bechatos, Mi Bekotche Kodoshim. So the chayre zeh chaymeh Bechatos Vivakoche Kadoshim is going back, I think they say it's going back on Kibbutz. The Ram is Mufulish in Perches of Ilkos Maiskamas al Gedal, Beloy Bechatos Bovad, Elokola Kalishim, Mishtamishim, Bohen, Bekotchim, Al Yimei Chamin. Bain Bikochi Kochi, Bain Bikochi Kalim, Tunim Miku Stifa, Ekev Achila, Vaina Manichan Adzman Achila, Vachule. Kaili Bain Machat, Bain Matris, Bain Bikliheres, Chutz Menachat, Shivabo, Es Acheres. And the Minchas Chinur also says this, points this out, and Seif Mitzako Flam Ches, Vyesh Odim Miku Stifa, Ushvira Bekalim, Vizen Noye Bishal Kochim. Gam came, Wilkasafti Po. So, if it's Noye in all Kochim, and there's no issue about it, so then it should have been a mitzvah miyuchedis, a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Like Malicha. The only reason why the Chelke from Chatos is not a separate mitzvah because it's part of the Teres Achatos. And it's only, it's not knowing all the kochim. And here, Lechera, it says that it's knowing. Lechera, it's knowing all kochim. So why isn't it a separate mitzvah? The embassy is this kasha the Derech Mitzvah Secha asks. Vani or Poshit? Okay, the cash you got? It's a clear question, though. It's a problem. I'm not some, you know, making up something. Okay, it's a question, the chayyah. Vani or Poshit? As I explain, I might have said this here, or part of it, or didn't, or whatever it is, but I explain in many places. The minyan mitzvahs. It's totally achbarach and teresh and ksav. Lo bedroshes. And that's the whole shirish sheni, correct? You give me the shatur the dresh, but it's not me in a mitzvah. It's only teresh and ksav. And ho, that which you have mikvah shtifo and shal kochim, muvat chatos, is a drosh and teresh kohanim. In Sifur Parsha Sav, Parsha Gimel, Perek Zayin, Alocha Vov, Kochi Kochi, Matam Aloyma, Shiochel Ainli, Chetunim Mikushtifa, Elechatas Bulvad, Minad Rabbis Kola Kochim, Tam Aloyma, Kledish Kochim, Kochi. Yochel Afatruma, Tam Aloyma, Oisa, Prat Latruma, Diva Behuda, Shibber Oimer, Kledish Kochim Tunim Mikushiva, V'en kochim kalam tunim mikushtifa. Otsi es elu v'lo etzi es ateida. V'el nozi es necholim b'yoyim v'layla. V'yoyim echol kikoche kochim. It has a din of one day. Okay, b'seyla b'chais. That should be a din for mikushtifa. B'seyla b'chais. Efshe. Tam v'loy mohu. Okay. B'seyla. So, that sounds okay. And you assume that it's not a Pirush Makubal, especially since the Ram quotes it in Teres Achatos, and Lechera it doesn't in Shalma Yisrael. So it's mamish a simple Lechera, correct? So, Lechera comes out, the Miku Shtifa Shakochim is only Michlal. And it's like Agudas Agudas. That's all which the Ram says Mufurish, that it's not really in Minyan Mitzvahs, or it's no Malkus, whatever. I show you the Ram about Kolcho and Agudas Agudas, right? You know what I'm talking about? I'll show it to you again. No problems.
Mitzah loisasim memhei. In the middle of it. וכבר אמרו שבכלל אף זה גם הזורו מפלוג הדיברו, I don't know what this means, I don't even know how to read it. And this Kapach translation, I don't know what it means. Okay, I don't know what this means exactly. Umachlekes b'harabim. V'yomlois is skoyrelu, lasas agudas agudas. It means basically whatever goes on Klal Yisrael every day in the week. Machlekes. Okay? It's a lav. Okay? So he says, it's b'chlal the lav. B'chlal. Avol gufei dekro, hu kmo shibialnu. V'omu leisasu chabu al ames. V'ze ke'im drash. Okay. And it comes out that through a drash, you can sometimes move away from the inyan of the mitzvah. And that's what he says at the end over here. You might have kavonas hamitzvah, okay? So I checked this out with the Arabic scholars also, and they told me a better translation is inyan over here, even though it doesn't use the word mani, and they told me, which usually uses for inyan, and they said that using the word mani would be incorrect in Arabic grammar. So you understand, I have nothing to say over here. So it's inyan, and that's, the mitzvah itself is inyan, okay? So it doesn't, I think it's a mistake to assume that every time the you have a drosha and a michlal, that it's a different inyan, okay? All it means is that you can have a drosha, which is a different inyan, it doesn't bother you, because it's only michlal. That's what I would assume, that's the proper pshat. Okay? That's fair, correct? And you find also the same type of thing in the end of Leisa Sekuf. It's Kuf Sari Dalil, Kuf Sari Hei, or something like that. Kuf Ayin Tes, I'm sorry, one second, Kuf Ayin Tes. Kuf Ayin Tes, I'm sorry. No way. Kuf Ayin Tes, the end. Oh, all the way at the end, he says, like this. This is what I have it in Kachmuch. Umen al shunis ha'eli yizboya, v'omru od, it's towards the end, he's quoting Gemara in Marcus Tezayim Beis. We omu oy hamash in the kovov oy mishum atashaks was nafshei seicha. You see, it's toward the end, almost at the end of Kufayin Tes. You want? I can find it for you if I can help you if you like. You have it. Loisase. At the end of it. V'omu oid, amash in the kovov. Hamashi in the Kobov, Oivo Mishum Al Tishaks was Nafshe Sechem, Vachem Man de Shose Maya, Bekana de Umno, he uses I don't know what it's called, urinary or something like that, what the thing is called, Vukli Shal Ota, no, sorry, I thought it was that. It's a Kli Yuz Vakoz Adam, Oivo Mishum Al Tishaks was Nafshe Sechem. והוא הדין באכילס הלכלוכים והדבור המאוסים ושתי יש דבור מנגולם שנפס גוי אודום קיים מהם. It's interesting, okay? If an Istinus is bothered by it, you don't have to be bothered by it, okay? But if a majority of people look at this act as abominable and you do it, so then it's a lav of Tishaksu. Even though for you it's not. That's the chalak comes out. Correct? Shenefesh roev odom, b'nei odom keyem mehem. Kol zeh musharam olov, elesheche ova malkus. This is an important point. Why? Ki pashti dekro, eino ela b'sheretz bilvad. Avo makin oisai, al eilu makis madus. So it means, there are two things. That a drosha can't be, or some a michlal can't be, meshaksu. In other words, can't keep because the drosha not pshuta shamikra. Okay, if it's not pshuta shamikra, it can't be in minyan mitzvahs. That's what we have in memhei, losa memhei, and you're not chayiv malchus, which basically is what the Rambam does in Shurish Tess. And puts these two things together in Sherish Tess. And does something amazing. He says, you can use Malkus as a raya for Minyan HaMitzvos. Because Malkus has to do also Pshuto Shel Mikra. So Mamela, you can use it as a yardstick. It's the new Chiddush Rambam. So since he says, Noam Mavusho is only Chayiv one Malkus, that's where he learns up. So Mamela, it means that it's only one lav minyan mitzvahs, not two, as the Ramban says. Okay? Isn't that interesting and amazing? I just want to tell you something which I came across last night, and I don't know what to do with it, but, you know, Adarava, if you know what to do with it, let me know. But you know, I have to be honest with you. So then it comes out also that Simchas Yontif, which the Rambam also says is Mechlal, and he of Simchas Yontif in terms of Anoshim Buruyim Lehem, Noshim Buruyim Lehem, Ektanim Buruyim Lehem. So he says, why does the Rambam quote the mitzvah Simcha in Mishnah Torah? He quotes it not at the beginning of the Chos Yontif, because the beginning of the Chos Chagiga. So the answer is, because the mitzvah of Simcha is with Korban. And that's why it's the Chos Chagiga. And the mitzvah of Simcha, which is Anoshim Buyim Lehem, is only Mechlal. So it's nothing to do with Minyan HaMitzvahs. So where should you put it? Should you put it in the Chos Chagiga? You know, I'll clear all the books. Once you have it, it's like a highway. After, you know, the thing, the problem is this. There's one, you know, besides this, everything. Oh, I want to get back and tell you one more thing about
Hakoz. It does quote Hosiantif, right? It does quote Mr. Simcha.
No, at the beginning of Hosiantif. When he quotes the minion, no, there's a minion Hakotze at the beginning of Mishneh Torah. Yeah. And in front of each set of halachas, there's another minion.
What do you call that?
I don't know. It's the matter. I don't know. They call it in the code. You know, some people, they have modern names for it. I mean, I don't know. You know, any name you want is also okay. Okay, I don't know what to call it. But whatever it is, he doesn't call it Reish. And Reish doesn't have an Reish Shulchas Yontif. He has an Reish Shulchas Chagiga. Because the truth is, you see, what the Rambam does, that's what he says, is Psicha. What he made up the Sefer Mitzvahs was in order to make sure that he has Kol Dinei HaTorah. So he was Mechalat Yudal Tzvorim into Mitzvahs. And he put the Mitzvahs in front just as Kilu was a guide just to make sure he has everything inside. And that's the way he was able to do this job, which is an amazing job. You know, if you had a, you know, like a whole company and everything, you know, to duplicate this is just, okay? Now, I want to show you something. I just don't know what the answer is, but okay. Yeah. The Rambam, yeah. Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Geyushin. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Dalet. Okay? And we'll come back. Hamagarish is Ishtoi, Viniskachel Acher, Av Pishali Bolo, Nesro Al Rishon. Vimirziro Rishon, Uboalo, Loike. Vikoifnois Loitz, Nemolo Yucha Bal Rishon. It's Marzir, it's Shuvla Kachta, right? You can't, it's Marzir Gushosai. It's Chai Malkus. That's no problem. That's okay, correct? That's what he says in the beginning of his Gerushin. The beginning of his Gerushin, he quotes this law. He says, Eshnia mitzis loisase vihi shalo yarzi gushose mishinissus. And that's the mishinissus. The Ram says, Lav dafka, it's even the scotch. Okay, good. Left on this thing. Why say? Okay, good. Say it. Hayalucha yudalad. Okay. And this is the problem. I don't really answer this question, but I'm, you know, I have to be honest. U b'chlau, Lav said. Shekol isha shezinsa tachas ba'alo ne'esro abayla. See, we're talking about Tzayit Avadai, not Tzayit Yisafik. V'loike aleho. V'loike aleho. Shenemo achri ashehu tamo. Okay. So the embassies. This per se would not have been a problem. Because you open up to Loisa says Shoshocha Harav, I'm talking about not that the get Malkus on Sait is not a problem. Look at Loisa says Shoshocha Harav, at the end of the Sefer Mitzvah, the Ramban. Loisa Shoshocha Harav, there's a separate law called Sait. Achre Shehu Tamo. Which, that the Ramban quotes it, is also no problem, okay? Because the Ramban Shita is that Norm of Wushel is also two law. Is also two lavim. You get a separate malchus on law, no, and you get a separate malchus on mevusho. So, in other words, when the teres is one law and has many things in it, so here is also the same thing. It has a law for the loisucha ba'al vishal kacha, one, achre eshek tuma is law, achre eshek tuma, and achre eshek tuma is a separate law. Then he also, say that. I'll call you over mokum b'sholom, okay? And you could have said, according to the Rambam, that this is also like Noam of Ushel. And if you get one Malkus, you don't get, you know, if you do both of them, you might not get, I don't know, too goofy. You have to know exactly how you play around with it or whatever it is. Or I assume that a Marzik Ushosar, who's Mazana, you know, he, according to the Rambam, you know, the question is, how many Malkus would you get? Okay, we have to know. Okay, but, here, he says the Bechlal loves it. Shekol Isha. So where's the Bechlal?
How can you get Malkus on the Bechlal?
Yeah. On the other hand, it's not clear that this is a drosha. It might be Pshuta Shomiko, because the word Tuma might not apply to a Machzik Gushasa. And that's probably what Chazal interpret, that it has to do with the Sugi in Yavom, Mishir Alef Mabez, no? Something like that, yeah. Poseidon, so. That's the problem, okay? Okay. Now, just another thing. Since we spoke about this... the Dvor Meshaksim, if I'd ask you, if I ask you, Be'emes, what is the, because see, let me just show you one thing, I'll show it to you. Let's see, it should be Machos Asus. Halacha Lamed Aleph. Perek Yud Zayin in Hilchos Malchus Halacha Lamed Aleph. But I ask you a question, hello. Is the Issa of Mashin the Kovov, or the Issa of Shisiya Midvorim Nigolim, is it a Deraisa or not? What would you tell me? Yeah. It certainly has to be. It's just not Pasha the Kor. But it's an Issa D'Raisa, correct? L'chayr, correct? He says, in Mishneh Torah, unless he's chayzer from it, that's probably, he might be chayzer in Mishneh Torah. Osel chachomim ma'acholois umashkin shenefesh roi b'nei odom kia mehen. That's not Pashib, it's Lechem Srucho or something else. Also, Lecho, Velishtes, Bekalim, Hatsoyim, Shenapsha, or the Miss Einino Mehen, to go and Kli Beis Akise. That's what I was referring to. Ukli Sruchis. Shall support Shigorin Bohen es Adom. Shigorin Bohem es Adom, okay, to Bohem. Chenlecho be dying Zuomois. Vial Kalim Muluchlochim. It's also interesting. It's the same thing. You're dying Zuomois. I guess with your fingers, with dirty hands. I don't know what Mizuom exactly means. You have to know. Okay. Vial Kalim Muluchlochim. She called Vomelu Bichlaul Altishaksu Esnav Shesecha. Vorcho, Macholis Elu, Makanis and Makis Madus. See, I would tell you, the whole Perek Yud Zayin really is a Perek of the Rabbonans. At least. The last part of the parak, I'm not sure what the whole parak is. But it's also Rabbon. Okay. Well, the question is that the word Bechlal is very used in many ways. Okay. And he uses it over here for the Rabbon. L'chayr. So I have one case where he's using it for the Rabbonim, and one case where he's getting Malchus from it, okay? I think my point, what I said, is correct in terms of Simchas Yontif, in terms of all different other things, but I'm just not sure if the Rambam, you know, what exactly happens over here. But the truth is, it's the same problem Pierre Shmuel, because I think one time the Rambam used the word Pierre Shmuel also meaning the Rabbanan. You have to find it for you if you want, though. Remind me, I'll put a few important for you. I'll find it. I'll tell you next week. I just don't want to spend the time. I can find it in about 2-3 minutes, but it's there. Okay. But say that. So that's what we have here. But I, what?
You couldn't get to that, that it's still derisive, just the Chachomim, like by Loch and Cholomid.
Okay, that, okay, good. I'll tell you.
It is defined to us what is.
I understand what you're saying. You know, it all could be, okay? But, you know, the truth is, that's a shtickle teirah Ramban and a ritva, okay? We don't know if the Ramban ever says a shtickle teirah. And the rule of thumb in yeshivas is if one Rishon says something, you can ply and move it around like, you know, like a freebie, you know, it's not. But I'm not sure how scholarly that is, okay? And secondly, I challenge you, Os Chachom HaMachos HaMashkin, you know, Ich Veis. But it's very strange. V'chein shekol elu b'chlal. But the Ram b'chlal doesn't make any sense because also chom shekol elu b'chlal. What does that mean? So it means, how could the Rabbanan do such a thing? And the answer is, because the Rabbanan is b'chal. It's a very strange shtickle teirah. The whole thing is very strange over here. Okay? So those are my two problems. But they're reasonable problems, correct? Okay, good. Say that. But that's what I would tell you over here. And I would tell you that Mikushtifa, that it's by other things only, is only Stama Drasha, okay? He doesn't say the word Michal here, it doesn't bother me anyway. It's Drasha. And Shtusha Mikra is only by Chatos and Shomer Yisrael. It's only Chatos, correct? And the only reason why there is Mikru Shtifa Shtar Kotschka is the Ribui, okay? So the next step is, the emes is, the Ram only says that the mitzvah from Shvira in Kli Cheres is only by Chatos. By other Kotschka, the Ram says you can do Mikru Shtifa. As I state in the Rambam, the same Rambam that says that Mikru Shtifa is B'Shar Kodshim, he says also that that Shar Kodshim that you do in Kli Cheres is Mikru Shtifa, not Shvira. So the answer could be simple, because by Kli Cheres and Shvira, there's no Ribui. So Geblibman the way it was before, and the whole Din Shvira was only Sene Chatos. Okay? Aye! You'll ask a question, so if Lamaisa could do Miku Shtifa in Shalkot Shimon Kli Cheres. So what does it mean? A Teri Yida Kli Cheres Shein El Yitz Midev Nezolim. It's nothing to do with us. But I'm sure the question is like, you know, it's nothing to do with us, right? If you want, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is simple. As the Rav used to say, the answer is that the Teri did not make a mitzvah. It's time to break a keli.
It's not kilu a, you know, it's not like Rabu the Zol, the mitzvah from the Shabbat, the Shabbat, or whatever it is, or whatever. Right? If Lu Yitzur, you could have imagined removing the town from the Keli, there wouldn't have been a mitzvah shvir. Okay? Aye! So what's going on, Shakotchim? So the answer doesn't go out completely. But in Hetera Bola, the Hagola in Hetera Bola of Miku Shtifa is enough. What does it mean? That what's the Heta of Hetera Bola? Okay, if you say like that. The simple way of saying it is that it's a town kolish, which is left in the Kli. Hetera Bola is a town kolish, whether it's a Nachbanad or whatever it is. And from a town kolish, you can't create an Issa. The Issa is not chal in a town kolish. But the town kolish of Chatos always remains in the Keli. And that's Mechayev Shvir. But in Riku Shtifa, he left with the town kolish, doesn't bother us. Because as the Torah said, the Yidua Dosta, but in Chatos, the Torah said, that's not enough. In Kli Cheres, you have to Shvir, so that doesn't bother us. Seder? That's what he basically said. You know, I'm saying over Paris, you know, but okay, that's what he said. Okay, Seder. So now you have like this. So everything is a Kol Yavol Mekom L'Sholem, right? And that's what he today says in the Perches of Ma'is Kabbalah Tzalach Yudalit. V'yimroik v'yishtoif ha'kli bein kli matches bein kli cheres chutz min achatos yishoy v'bo kli cheres. So it means all kochim in general, you do m'riku shtifa on them, even in kli cheres. Okay, b'seder. So okay, right? So that's why Miku Shtifa is Teres Chatzos Shalei. So you're happy now, right? You're happy before. You're happy now. Say that. Good. Now next, okay? There's a problem here. April is good, correct? The problem is like this. The Rambam later on in the Shiur says the following. V'hinei ha-seda hazeh, min ha-asiyah hu mitzvah, she'en roi limnois kol chelik v'chelik mechelke ha-asiyah, mitzvah. And when he finishes off this part, el'im hoyu shom tzivuyin kolilin, kol minei kabonis. He talks about melicha and other things, right? Kolilin kol minei kabonis, v'leis yachdu b'min zulas min mehem, she'oz roi limnois kol tzivuy mehem, mitzvah v'nei atzma. Right? If he shows, ain't no chilik mechelke asiyas akobin meakobonis. Vize kmo vuchule, vitzivuyim lecho. And he quotes, melicha, and mum, and, right? Correct? He quotes, melicha, ba mum, di asay, loisise, correct? And he's saying the Asei Melicha, and he quotes also Mechusas Man, correct? Yom HaShmini, correct? And then he quotes V'tzibuyon le'echol ma she'yochel mimenu, right? Does he say that? She'kol echol me'tzibuyim le'elu mitzvah b'pnei atzmo. לפי שאין אף אחד מהם חלק מהסיס קורבן מיוחד, אלא ציוויים כוללים כל קורבן, כמו שנבעי באש שנמנה. Okay? So it means that אכילס קודשים is a mitzvah מיוחד, it's a מיוחד מיצס. And it's not בכלל, תרס החטס, correct? And I'm going to quote it in תרס החטס, correct? Even the tzivui is the ochloi samashe kupu bahem, was named when he elam miluim, which is koche shaw,
And it's Nehemah Bachilis Kohanim and Kochi Kochi. And as the Ram says, in Mitzvah Saseh Peites, the Mi'in HaKotze, open up to Peites, okay? And look at the Mi'in HaKotze. Mitzvah Saseh Peites. Le'echo. Le'echo. B'sar Chatos V'yosham. Shenema. V'ochlo isa mashe kupa b'hem. Correct? Pay test of the bottom. Do you see the Mi'in HaKotze? You see it? Show them where it is. You see it? You got it? Okay. So, even though Zvicham Oilo and the Zvicham Chatos is the same Zvicha, but you put the Zvicha in Oilo and you put the Zvicha in Chatos also, correct? So you should have said that the Achila from Chatos and Oshom is you put the Achila in the Mitzvah Chatos and the Achila in Mitzvah Oshom, B'Shalom HaYisrael. How could the Lamb count Achila as a separate Mitzvah Minyan? Because I mentioned Shechita, because Shechita is Tom Tzofen in both of them. Zrika, I wouldn't make it Zrika and Chatas and Oilo together, because one is Matan Kronos and the other is Zrika. Something, so it's a whole different Zrika from a Kelish, Taim Shein Alba. And in Pesach, it's a Shvicha. So, okay, good, I'm not getting involved in that. But the Mice is Shechita is good enough for Shalom Yisrael. That's a problem. And the Chiri is... You don't need it. What makes it into a separate mitzvah is the fact that it's noig in all korbanos. But if it's noig in 3 out of 4, then it's not good. Because that's what shechita. Shechita in all korbanos, right? But the shechita in chatos, oilo, and oshem is the same. And shlom is different. Because, you know, we quite call it... that's often correct. I, to be frank with you, okay. It occurred to me that I'm missing something, but I don't know what to do with it. It's just a lack of my understanding. So the Rambam has two categories over here. He has korbanos. Just before we go on, just I'll explain to you something. The Rambam has two categories here. He has the 4 categories of Balei Chayim, correct? And he has menachos, okay? We discussed, what do you do? Maybe it should be 7. Because what do you do with Pesach, Maisa Behemo, and Bechor, correct? So, the Ram says, Demeim, Pindapakon, Pushnai, Bechor, okay, same. What do you do with Chata Soif and Ula Soif? Is it separate mitzvah mina mitzvah? It's called chatos soif and oilo soif. Or chatos is b'chal, chatos is b'chal teres chatos, and oilo soif is b'chal teres oilo. So it's vichoso, and how then it's all covered. Like the Ram says that every oilo is the same, and every chatos is the same. So I just don't know how does he, what does he do exactly? Like he was left, you know, he didn't deal with it. But I just don't know how you have to deal with it. Correct? It's a side point, but it's a very important side point. Like, you know, you would expect that he should have addressed this issue, no?
And he totally disregards it.
I don't know. I didn't find it. Maybe you check it out. Check it out. You find it in the. I don't have to say, you know, okay, good. I'll check it out. I'm going to check out myself as well. I'm going to come up, look it over. It occurred to me also, these few questions occurred to me on Shabbos. Oifus occurred to me on Shabbos, and the Ram Hilchus Geushin. Okay? The other things they all had before, but this is, that I'm just, I just actually, I was surprised at myself. I didn't think of this before. It's like, it's all bullshit, Lachamish, you know. It's like, you don't need to be, you know, just playing Chumash, it's not that. Okay, Peseda. So even if it has to be knowing in all the korbanos, correct, in order to be in the mitzvah. So the maisa is achilas kachim is only knowing in arshim and chatos. So it should not have been a separate mitzvah, you know, mitzvahs, correct? So what we have to do is go to mitzvah say peites and learn up peites. I guess you open up your pay test and I'll open my pay test. We'll see what happens, okay? Look, I think the question, you know, so far the question is the question I asked about whether chatos should be, the mikushim should be teres a chatos. Look, always a reasonable question, okay? And also the question, you can flip it. So why is achilas kachim, okay? Peites. Hatzivu shnitztavu hakohanim lechol b'sar hakodoshim. Kloima. Hachatas v'osho. Shein kotshe kotshe. Kloima. Hachatas v'osho. Shein kotshe kotshe. Oh, that's it. Vu omro yisale, vi ochlo yisama shekupo behem. Okay? Vlosh sifro, minay shachilis kochim, kapo al ko yisrael, tamud lo imo, vi ato nosan loch, Vioisa, oh, Vioisa, that has to be Vioisa, thank you. Vioisa nosan lachem lo seisis avoin ho edo, lachap ve aleihem lifnei Hashem. Otos. Hokeitzar kohanim uchlim, v'yisroel miskaplim. Okay. Umitznai, ומתנאי מצווה זו, שאכילו זו, שהיא מצווה אינו אלו ליום ולילה עד חצץ. I don't know why he mentions, since the mitzvah is called Laila at Chatzis, I don't know why he mentions this over here. I don't know, Chatzis only drabon. Okay, we say that. V'achol kein te'ose achilas oisa chatos o osham, v'en achilas a mitzvah ele b'zman ha'mugbo. U'bohu hu shegam mitzvah zu miuchedis b'zichrikuna, v'en uchayv al anoshim. L'fi shekotche kotchim, אשר בוהם נאמר הפוסק זה אין אנושים הולכו לא יסו. אבל ש... So I don't know what means אין חייבו. It's a very strange... He says אין או חייבו. It's a very strange lashon. What mean אין או חייבו? They can't eat it למעשה. Okay? אבל... Continue. אבל שעה קדושים, קלימה, קודשים קלים, הרי אלו נאכולים לשני יום ולילה אחד. חוץ מתוידה ואל נוזי, שהם ליום ולילה עד חצייס. אף על פי שהם קודשם קלם. אוקיי, זה היה נייס. וגם אנושם לא יכליס קודשם קלם אלו. וגם אח... אוקיי. וגם אכילוסם נגררס למצווה. That's what it says? Nigreis lemitzvah.
Achra
mitzvah. What?
That means it's in the verse achra mitzvah.
Yeah, but it's all the same translation.
Right.
So, nigreis is like michlal?
Sounds like it.
So, you know, see, if it's, if you know, if you do make it like it, then you're basically back to where you started. Because it only, you can only get all kochim because of Nigreres. And then he says, but you know, he just did something here, which is amazing, okay? He like, the Pasuk said, V'ochos ha-shekupa behem, which is kochi kochim, which is dafka zichakuna, which is dafka mechape, which is dafka yom v'layla, okay?
It's a quantum leap.
And then he flies over, kilu, nothing happened, and kochim kalim, it's nigeres the mitzvah, achilas kohanim, kochim kalim, without a drasha, without anything, and he just apologizes that it doesn't fit all the categories, and here we are! Correct? Am I misreading it? So, you know, you want to make a Peshitta Shemikah because of this. You know, it's a little difficult to do that. Then, okay, then he says, V'chein gam ha-tchumo achilo se nigreis la-mitzvah. Okay. Elo, she'ein achilas kochin kalam v'tchumo, kamo achilas bos achatas v'oshom. V'sh achilas bos achatas v'oshom, nishlemes bo kaporas hamiskaper, kamo shibyanu. U'behem nemo atzivu al achila. Ma'ashele nemo, loy b'kochin kalim, loy b'tchumo. L'fiko chem nigroi machreyem. However, v'oichom osa mitzvah, which is a very strong statement. And because of the shtickle we'll see, you make a bracha. Osa mitzvah. So then he does something. Okay, good to say this one. Then you have to give him a chance to the end, because you can't just see hear what he says. Then he says, Voloshin Sifro, Avodas Matona Etenes Kunaschem. Avodas Matona Etenes Kunaschem. Laaseis Achilas Kochim Bigvulin. Kavodis Mikdosh. Bemikdosh. Ma Avodis Mikdosh. Bemikdosh. Yodov. Mekadish Yodov, Ma Avodish B'Mikdosh, Mekadish Yodov, Ve'al Kach Oidev, Kishudai Maglai, Af Achilles Kochem, Mekadish Yodov, Ve'al Kach Oichel. And what's he referring to? Because Avodah's matonis is like Avodah. The same Avodah in Kish Ragaim Aglaim is, or Kish Yodayim, Mekadosh Yodov, and Tchum also requires Mekadosh Yodov. That's all you have here. Okay. So, what does he want to this Mamish? You know, this. Arabian Nights, excuse me, you know, what happened over here? So he did magic. He didn't tell you what he did. Okay. I'll tell you what I think, and I'll tell you how we got to do it, okay? But you see, it's mamish, it's like almost, it's like incoherent almost. I think what he's trying to do, to be frank with you, he's trying to prove there's a mitzvah chila of Kohanim by Tumah. Okay? And whatever it is, he assumes that the fact they call it Avodah, that it's B'chal V'yochol Yisrael Meshach Kubah B'hem. Otherwise, what's the Avodah? And then he assumes that if Achilas Tumah from Kohanim, there's a mitzvah Achila, then Kochim Kalim with the Kal V'chom V'yesh B'chal Masayim Mon. It's not a Kal V'chom from a Drosh Achila, but it's a double portion. Okay? There's no chumus. You can't relate something to mikdash and say that the kochim kalim, the chelik kohanim, is worse than that. That's reasonable.
What is funny, man? He starts
kochim
kalim, he goes to truma, and
the
ikur should be in truma.
He's not proving anything there. He's just stating facts. The proof is only at the end. There's no proof. He has nothing to say about Kochim Kalim, does he? Does he?
No.
Absolutely nothing. So let me try to explain a little bit more. But it's not much Kuli Pella, no? And just another thing you should know, the din of Kiddush Yadayim in Kohen in Achilas Truma is the Chadraisa, because of Midini Avila, as Taka Din Dereisa from Kiddush Yadayim, wasn't Mechitz Yadayim, isn't it part of Takana Shlema Melech? Or not Shlema Melech, later Gzeir, when Shlema was Kochim, correct? And that Ram says, hello, Yom Tishayish Rishon, and the Rambam quotes the Tilus Yadayim as the Rabbonim, and it's by Kochim. He's talking about Shlomo. He doesn't say what it is, who, what, but Chayis of the Rabbonim. So what do you say from this? What's the chime? But wasn't doing anything. Correct. These are the problems. Okay. And even whatever you finish with, it's like Negreres. And the Chayr is a drasha over here, whatever. It's not even, a drasha. It's only Stamaras Machta. So it's Chlamish, you know. And you know, how can you, what does he do? Okay, so here, so I would like to do the following, okay? Even though, just, I spoke to Arabic scholars, you can check out what you're also with them. I asked the word, the Arabic word over here that we translate as Negreres, what's the exact translation, okay? So Rav Korach told me that the Arabic word should be translated like kshur le mitzvah or nispach le mitzvah. It's somehow some connection to the mitzvah. But I asked him when the Ram used the word nispach by, you can check that also, where was it, Samach Vov or something like that? We talked about B'chol Mais and Pesach, that there was V'an nispach lehem, right? What's that? So I asked him, is there a stronger, in Arabic, is there a stronger connection or weaker connection? See, he thought that the connection in is a strong connection in Samach Vov. What is Samach Vov? Yeah, where he says, has a different Arabic word. In the end of Samach Vov. You see that? Maseches Zvachim. At the end of Samach Vov. Mitzvah Saseh. Not Lo Saseh. Mitzvah Saseh. What? Chuba. Okay, good. See, he has Nispach. He couple translates Nispach. See, he thought that this was a stronger Lashon. Okay, but say that. He's doing fairly telling when it's around the quarter two. So I thought, that, what? My son take the, just tell me the time when it's done. Don't have a clock.
It's
10
to.
What?
It's 10 to now.
Oh, over an hour?
We're exactly an hour.
Okay, so let me just tell you the following. I don't want to leave you the thing. The Rambam clearly in Mishneh Torah, in Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, in Ma'aseh Korbanos, Achilas Chatas Va'oshem Mitzvah Aseh, Shneim V'Ochlois Ma'ashikubu Bohem, Hakohanim Oichlim Ba'alim Miskapim, V'Hu Hadin, L'Sha'a Kotchen She'Oichlim Oichlim Hakohanim She'Achilas Mitzvah. And then after that, immediately he quotes the mitzvah miyuchedet shoyim and ochis. And he says, v'chein. So it's clear in Mishneh Torah that he's equating all of them are part of the Ikar mitzvah. Okay? The shaila is, how do you do this magic? So it comes out that the word nikreres over here is different than michlal. And nikreis means it's an attachment, even though it's not like nisbach of samach vav, but it's enough. And then you would never say on a michlal, I guess, that it's also mitzvah. We have to know if that's true. And that's what he's trying to do. Okay? What we're going to have to do next week is explain it. Bring that to mitzvah. Okay? You have to close this.